103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. One of 3.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for Friday with Brian Green, David Corscadden and Peter Donegan. And on this week's show, we have a wonderful interview with the Garden Gurus TV show from Australia. They've just passed their 500th episode. Peter will be talking to them later on. We'll be hearing from David Corscadden and Botanical Art. But first, a word about our sponsors. Greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. You can check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie. As always, thanks to Greensacks for their continued support and sponsorship. 103.2 Dublin City FM. I promise some botanical art. Here's David Corscadden.
Hey Brian, and a big massive hello to all the lovely Sod Show listeners. This is David, and I suppose a lot of you might know I am the crazy person who runs around the background of the Sod Show and updates the website and also does the show notes for the shows in the past few weeks. But I decided this week that I would bite the bullet and record another segment for the show and kind of let everyone hear my mad ramblings on about plants and all things that are horticulture and good about gardening. This time though, it's slightly different. I have literally just put my pencil down and stepped away from the numerous sheets of paper that are scattered around my sitting room floor at the moment, because I have taken up a bit of a new hobby, and that hobby is botanical drawing. Now, I know a few of you might be going, dude, that's a strange hobby to suddenly pick up, but I really became inspired to kind of throw my hand at botanical drawing when I went to the botanical art exhibition that was held in the visitor centre of the Phoenix Park. The exhibition was organised by the Society of Botanical Artists, which is just a newly organised group that really kind of aims to promote the skills and the amazing talent that Ireland has for botanical artists. And now I should stress now, I do not think I will ever be at the same standard as any of those people who exhibited at the show, but hopefully someday I might be able to draw something that actually looks like what it's meant to. At the moment I'm drawing apples, but they look more like misshapen rocks or lemons. Now I know it's pure skill to turn lemons into apples or vice versa, but I seem to have the ability to do that. Hopefully someday things will start looking like they're meant to. But any of you who headed along to Bloom this year, you will have no doubt seen the exhibition, as it kind of was one of the new shiny additions to the show this year. And the exhibition was held in the visitor centre, which was kind of the backdrop to the show gardens and also to the early bloomers side of the show. And it was kind of a great addition because it showed another side to gardening and another side of people showing their passion for plants and all things green. When I went to the exhibition, I spent a good 30, 40 minutes kind of walking around in a daze, just absorbing the beauty of all the different paintings. And it really came across to me that botanical artistry is kind of another form of sharing a passion for plants, a passion for the beauty of kind of nature in a very different way then I show my passion for it. For me, I would kind of potter around my garden or grow different plants, whereas all these artists are doing it in a medium that really kind of immortalizes the beauty of the plants, and it's something that will last much longer than, say, some of the plants that I'm growing in my garden. So it's really a good way to kind of preserve the beauty of some of our native plants and the more unusual plants that we have in Ireland. But the exhibition wasn't really my first exposure to botanical artistry. A few weeks ago in May, I went on a wild adventure to Waterford. I was kind of spurred on by Cara Daly, who I follow on Twitter, who organised an event as part of the Fascination of Plants Day. And as part of that, it was a workshop on botanical drawing and also on plant photography. I originally went down to take part in the photography side of the workshop, but as soon as I went down and I met the lovely Lynn Stringer, who is a fantastic botanical artist who happened to exhibit at the show in the Phoenix Park. Once I met her and I seen what she was doing, I literally did not leave her side for the 4 or 5 hours that I was down there. I just literally tried to absorb every bit of information I could get from her about drawing and kind of all the different techniques that she uses to kind of preserve the beauty of plants. And by the end of it, I must admit she is a fantastic teacher, because by the end of it, I was actually able to draw plants and flowers that looked like what I was trying to draw. But I have kind of lost that ability at the moment, so I think I need a lot of practice, and hopefully someday my apples will start to look like apples and I might throw my hand at watercolouring again. But I suppose I will keep you all posted on how it goes and let you know if I actually do manage to draw something that looks good. I suppose until next time, I'll talk to you all soon.
And where else would you get it? On Dublin's special interest radio station, Dublin City FM 103.2. This is The Sod Show. Thanks, David. If you want to get in touch, at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and sodshow.com for all the back catalogue of shows. Song of the Week time. And Blur are playing in Dublin on August 1st in the Royal Hospital Kilmainham. I'm not playing a Blur song today, but supporting them is Bat for Lashes, and here she is with a wonderful cover of The Cure's A Forest.
Closer and see, see into the trees, follow the girl while you can. Closer and see, see into the dark, just follow your eyes, just follow your eyes. Thank you.
for Lashes and a Forest. Bat for Lashes is Natasha Khan, singer-songwriter, and she is supporting Blur in Dublin August 1st at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham. Tickets are on sale. I'd love to go. Never been in the Royal Hospital, and I have to sort out that problem really soon. Now we go to our interview of the week here on The Sod Show, and Peter has been roaming again with a microphone, and he was at Bloom where he bumped into the Garden Gurus. They're an Australian television programme. Well, let's let Peter do the storytelling.
103.2 Dublin City FM and Ireland's best podcast for 2012. You are, of course, listening to Peter Donegan, and in my company is
Trevor Cochran.
Trevor, we first met way back in 2007, and without floating my boat, pardon the cliched pun, I did come into my garden in Bloom in the park. It's first year of taking place, and you were in the middle of it with a pretty nifty setup.
Yeah, so we came across from Australia to film the show. Irish Tourism supported us, and it was all about, I suppose, bringing these great shows, which we were filming all around the world. But this was pretty much the first year, and you had that amazing Morris cut up, yeah, which was just sensational. We just loved the creativity of that design, and we took that back to Australia, and people were right into it. So they just went, wow, this is really cool. And this has been the beginning of this huge international trend towards these really special flower shows. And Bloom, without doubt in my mind, is probably, well, it's in the top two or three in the world. It's certainly one of the very best. It's a fantastic show.
But put this in context, because I know you have, well, what we see on the BBC is Grand Designs UK. Now, I saw a version of Grand Designs Australia, the property programme, and I was kind of going, you know, in the UK they're somewhat doing an extension maybe, or it's a big house. And then it was, the Australian one was just, we've just built a house the size of a supermarket, you know. Like, it was, I was kind of going, Jesus, Australia must be ginormous if they can fit that house into it.
Well, yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, it's always interesting with those shows, because, I mean, they're operating on budgets that you know, normal people wouldn't normally deal with. And I suppose they're looking for these really special jobs, these things that are just really unique. It just tends to be that in Australia we have a lot of land, and we're a pretty prosperous country at the moment. We're riding on the back of a mineral industry that's just booming. And so there are some pretty wealthy people there that are building some pretty astonishing homes. So that particular program is a good program to be producing in Australia.
Your own TV program is Garden Gurus. Obviously, if you're back here in 2013 in Dublin, and you were also here in 2007, I'm gathering you're doing something right. Do you want to explain to people at home, first of all, what Garden Gurus is?
Yeah, sure. So we're a half-hour television program. We feature on a national network in Australia called the Nine Network. We've just produced our 500th episode, so we've now been doing it for coming up 10 years. And what we do is really quite unique. So in the world of gardening, it can become a little bit snobby at times and very elite. And I have a very strong belief that it shouldn't be. It's a completely natural thing, gardening, and it's a very important thing that we're involved with plants and the environment, and we understand it. And more we're seeing young children that are, you know, more in touch with the Nintendo than they are with the vegetable patch. So we sort of went, well, look, let's make this, let's go and do Gardening for Dummies 101. And without being disrespectful, we just sort of said, well, look, it's not hard. We'll show you how to do it in simple terms. And we work within the industry. So there are so many wonderful nurseries that are introducing new plant varieties and doing things that, you know, you look at the effort that goes into growing a plant or to breeding a plant and bringing it to market. So we like to actually show what those plants are and talk about why they were selected and how they'll grow well in somebody's home garden. And we'll show you the potting mix they should go into and, you know, give you some suggestions of beautiful pots so that it looks good. But you're not necessarily tied to being a garden expert, or it doesn't have to be your whole life. You know, if you're into gardening, great show. But, you know, if you're not into gardening, it's a great way to have a beautiful garden without being a garden expert. That's, you know, that's probably about the easiest way to describe what we do.
You've got no real garden television program in Ireland that runs throughout the year. Our closest neighbours in the UK, we have Alan Titchmarsh, and we have the wonderful Monty Don. Both of them seem to get followed around by a classical music trombone player in some variation or other, or it's the background music or the theme tune. And for me, if I picture the junior with the Nintendo, so to speak, or the PlayStation or the Xbox, and I asked them, I think we've covered it already on the show, or it's upcoming on the side show, where we've asked young kids, you know, do you like classical music? You know, they both released press statements saying that you should spend, young people should spend more time in the garden. We've asked the kids, you know, if you're told by somebody, do you watch garden television? They all say no. They all say no, they're not into classical music. And also, if your parents told you or your school teacher told you to spend more time in the garden as part of your curriculum, would you? And they said, well, we would if we had to, but we wouldn't really want to, because we are told.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing, but what we're finding internationally, but particularly in Australia, and I'm sure that we're following world trends, is that particularly in the education system, schools are wanting to have gardens that children can grow food in, and that they can then take that food and convert it into meals so that they can show children where food comes from. These are really basic principles, but in this very fast-moving world we live in, it seems to have been forgotten. And it struck me when, probably, I don't know, 15 years ago, my six-year-old son sort of said to me, Dad, you know, do I grab this milk or that milk when we're at the supermarket? I said, oh, grab that brand. That's the dairy that your grandfather used to supply milk to from the cows. And he looked at me in horror and he said, what, milk comes from cows? And I kid you not, to this day, he doesn't drink milk. Because he'd never been sort of exposed to that thing of, hey, listen, this is where this all comes from. So it really made me sort of hell-bent with him and my other boys that I would show them how food's produced. And that includes chickens and eggs and, you know, we do the whole thing. We even have aquaponics at home. And that's where, you know, you're growing fresh fish, but you're doing it in a hydroponic system. So it's a symbiotic relationship between plants and fish and nature. That delivers the freshest, healthiest food. That sort of thing is a really, really important message for children. And I think in the big picture of where gardening is at the moment, we tend not to be, we're not sexy, you know, in the world of things that are cool, we're not sexy, but you know what, we're so important and so critical. And there are so many young mums and dads out there that want their kids to eat well and to understand where food comes from, and to exercise, to get out and breathe fresh air. You know, and we're better to do it than in an island, you know, like this magnificent environment you have here. We should be doing more of it here. We should see kids doing more of it.
One of the things that seems to have come from very, very far away and ended up in Ireland, it may be on the tail end or the bottoming out of the trends, so to speak, but have we you to blame for decking in this country?
Yeah, well, actually, look, I don't know whether it's really us, but my goodness, it went crazy for a while. It seems to have had its day, but you know what I'm seeing at all the international shows that we are very fortunate with the television program. We get to travel the world, we get to see all sorts of shows. We were in South Korea last week, and they have their own gardening show over there, which is the second year, and there's some great designers from around the world participating, and went along and we had a look, and I was blown away with how things have changed, because it was only maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago that all the garden exhibitions, the gardens were predominantly hardscape, so they'd become very much about structure and architecture, and this particular show was all about plants. It was ways you could present them, the ways you could, you know, show them off to their very best, but at the end of the day it was about the plants. And guess what's happened at Bloom? You know, I've come back to Bloom, and more than ever we're seeing plants play such an important role in the landscape again, and it's so good to see.
You have what I can only describe as a job that most people listening to this podcast and radio show are going to be extremely jealous of, which is Dublin, Korea, Australia, traveling the world, seeing garden shows, meeting the most amazing people. Some people maybe believe that you have only ever seen the most perfect gardens as a result. Is there a bit in this that you love the traveling? Is it the seeing is something different? What is it that makes the garden gurus want to go to Dublin and then want to go to Korea?
Well, look, firstly, let me just say, if my wife's listening, no, I don't like all the travel, and I'm sorry for leaving you home with the children. But if she's not, Well, I love my job. You know, wow, how fantastic this is. And I do. I get to see some really incredible designers, some amazing creativity that's put out around the world where we work in this wonderful industry. You know, you talk about art. Well, gardening is art in the most holistic sense, because growing plants and understanding the role they play and, you know, the size they get to and the colors they present and the textures, it's to pull it all together into a design is truly, you know, just a creative thing that I just stand back and admire. And I wish I had, you know, some of the talent that some of the people like yourself have to do the things you do, because you create this vision, you see these things. Hey, and I'm just lucky that I found a job out of the horticultural career, you know, the industry, where I could travel to see and meet these people. So I'm very, very fortunate. But just in case my wife's listening, no, I hate it. It's terrible and it's really hard work.
No, you didn't look sincere at all. Trevor, to put in context just again, I know Ireland has a population of, you know, just over 4 million people approximately. How, I suppose, on one hand, what is the population of Australia? We would only therefore also know, just as a by the way again for those listening at home, maybe, and you may be sick of hearing this, but the Home and Away team tune and the Neighbours team tune. How big in context is Garden Gurus as a television show? I mean, how famous are you?
Oh, look, I'm not famous at all. It's just wonderful. I have got a gig coming up on Home and Away. If you can watch the episode 4,937, you might... No, I'm only joking. We haven't watched Home and Away in Australia for about 10 years now. We're not quite sure what it is you guys really like about it so much. And Neighbours, we still don't get it, but we do appreciate that you've given Kylie a job, which is fantastic. So thank you for that. On a serious note, though, you know, we've got a pretty strong following. We have around about 1 million people watch the program. There's 20 million people in Australia. So we're up there in the sort of top 20 or so programs in our time slot in the area. We are the only gardening television program left on television, on commercial television in Australia these days, which is a bit scary. And this goes back to that thing about it not quite being as sexy for big TV execs as maybe we'd like it to be. But, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people to really get in touch with nature. And the thing that I love about Bloom, and everybody I've talked to at the show here, it just, you know, they don't know how lucky they are. You guys have got one of the best gardening shows in the world. And I'm not, you know, pulling your chain here. This is for real. This is for real. You have an incredible show with enormous diversity of ideas and creativity. It's a very practical show, and everything that's put on show here is, you know, you can replicate it in your own backyard. So to visit this brings enormous value. I'm not sure what it is in Ireland, but I know in Australia that a beautiful garden in a 3-by-2-bedroom, you know, house in the suburbs, there's two houses sitting next to each other. They're identical. One house has got a terrible garden. One house has got a good garden. The one with the good garden will fetch up to 20% more at market value. So, you know, even if you're not into gardening, if you just come along and see some of these great ideas and you can emulate them in your own backyard, you know, not only do you improve your lifestyle and your quality of life and living, but you actually add value to your property. There are so many benefits to this wonderful activity.
Gardens and that aside, every horticulturist does require some refreshment, you know, and a little bit of a break from things that are photosynthetic. Have you been sampling the black stuff with the white head?
Well, look, we have, and I caught up with my Uncle Jamison the other day as well, which was wonderful. Haven't seen him for a while, but as usual, he looked after us very well, and we've had the most fantastic time. I mean, look, there's a great thing between the Irish and the Australians, and, you know, my ancestry is Irish, so it's sort of like coming home anyway, but for many of us, that's the case, and when we sort of get together and start chatting, you know, the sense of humour is the same, which is a really scary thing, because I think Australians have a terrible sense of humour at times, but we all seem to have a laugh at the same things, which is great. So we've had a wonderful time here, and we've got another 10 days of filming yet. We're going to work our way north for a travel show that we do as well, which is that other little thing that I told my wife, I really hate this job, but I've got to do it. So, honey, if you're listening... So we're going to do that. We're going to head up and finish up in Belfast and sort of move up. And look, it's all about promoting Ireland back to Australians to come and experience just what a wonderful place in the world it really is.
Well, from Ireland's only garden radio show to Australia's only television show, Trevor, it's been an absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance once again, and I look forward to chatting to you again.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for asking me on. It's been brilliant.
Excellent. People want to find out more. You do have a website where they can go and catch up. What is that?
We do. So it's The Garden Gurus, so thegardengurus.com. It's that easy.
Are you on the Twitter thingy?
No, look, I when I found out that they'd mixed, you know, Facebook, YouTube and Twitter, I was really confused about it, and I ended up joining you, Twitface, which, I don't know, apparently it's not the same thing. I don't know. So we've left that alone.
Brian, it's back to you in the studio from me. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
You twit face. You have us laughing here in the studio. 103.2 Dublin City FM. And Peter was talking. Twitter just won't stop going. Peter was talking to the garden guru himself, Trevor Corcoran. Trevor has written some books, including The Garden Guru's Guide to Waterwise Gardening and Delish. And I'm reading here and I'm going, what's Delish? I think it's Australian slang for delicious. Waterwise Gardening and Delish. You can check that out on thegardengurus.tv. 103.2, The Sod Show is coming to a close for another week, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can check us on the podcast from Tea Time Friday, and you can contact us at any time at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and the back catalogue of shows are available on sodshow.com, with thanks to our sponsors greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out, www.greensacks.ie. For myself, Brian Green, on behalf of Peter Donegan and David Corscadden, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye bye.
I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing. Fallen leaves in the night, who can say where they're blowing? As free as the wind, how fully learning why the seas and the tide, they have no way of turning. More than this, you know there's nothing. More than this, tell me one. It was fine.